Hi, and welcome back to Bridges with Gordon Harris, connecting you on a path moving forward. I'd like to welcome back all of our listeners, as well as welcome any new listeners we have with us today. If any time you'd like to join in the conversation, give us a call at 888-815-9756, or feel free to send me a message on AIM at bridgestalkradio.com. And today I want to start out by saying a quote by Kimmy Rose Zaff. And there is no reason to come up with reasons, because you are already perfect. Nothing on the outside will make you better. Let go of the attachments that you think comfort you, for you are the greatest comfort to yourself. God is within you. And with that being said, I'd like to take a moment and let everyone know that this show is brought to you by the Body, Mind, Spirit Center, a nonprofit company working with people with life-threatening illnesses, as well as anyone who's ready for change in your life. And we offer Reiki and hypnotherapy and sound therapy and classes. And our primary purpose is to distribute free guided meditation and self-hypnosis CDs at cancer and HIV centers throughout the country. And it's with your continued support and donations that we're able to get these out and touch the lives of so many people, giving them hope and just comfort in their trials that they're dealing with. And also, I'd like to invite everyone to log on to bridgestalkradio.com. Join our social network there on the right-hand side of the page. Click on that. It is a free place to join and share your ideas and stories and feelings and join in a conversation that's already started or start your own conversation. We'd love to have you be a part of that and join us there. Today we have a very special guest on the show with us. We've got a great show lined up for today. And today we have Elizabeth Foley of Divine Healing. And she is an angelologist, teacher, healer. She also has her own internet talk radio show, The Phoenix Hour. She's also the author of Awakening the Lightworker Within. And she's got a new book and that a set of oracle cards coming out here soon. She's holds a master's degree in counseling and public health, and she's just someone who's full of information and knowledge and is just surrounded by a pure healing and loving light, and I would like to bring her on with us now. Hi, Elizabeth, are you there?
Hi, Gordon. Yes, I am.
Hi.
On. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being here with us today.
You're very welcome, and thank you. And I must say, that was a very impressive introduction.
you say
more than I say.
I'm excited to have you on here, and I've done a lot of looking over your website, and if anybody wants to go on your website, it's divinehealing.us, and I'll say that again throughout the show. But you just have a whole wealth of information there and classes that you teach, and just really excited to have you on here to share with us what you do and talk about angels. And maybe if you want to start and tell us a little bit about you, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, again, thank you, and I'm really very honored and touched to be on your show today as a guest. And you will be on the Phoenix Hour, too, I believe, in October.
Yes, yep.
But I basically work with angels. My old background, believe it or not, is in pharmaceutical research. I used to work for the big drug companies in Massachusetts, so very left-brained, very analytical. And all the other psychics I used to go see, and I would go see one like maybe once a year, nobody saw this shift changing. No one saw this coming. Everyone said, oh, you'll end up being a CEO of some drug company someday. But no one saw this coming, not even myself. But things shifted and changed in 2001 and became a certified angel therapy practitioner, teach a lot about angels, so I call myself more of an angelologist. And you did a really good job saying that, too. It's kind of a mouthful.
Yeah, it was rather a tongue twister there. I got it out before I said, okay, I can say this. And then, of course, you know, you go live and then you screw it up.
It's good. It's good. And it just means a study of angels, that's all. A person who studies about angels, that's all it really means. And so I teach a lot about angels. I do some psychic development, do a lot of angel readings, and, of course, authoring some books. But today I want to, I would like, if it's okay with you, to do a little bit of talking about angels and also spiritual first aid for the soul. And what does all that mean?
Absolutely.
And Gordon, in this new millennium and the new energies of Earth that we're in right now, souls, and I'm going to talk about it more on a soul level, souls are really truly awakening. I see a lot of people every single week, and people are waking up more and more and quicker and faster. And they're starting to now question who they are and what is their purpose. And they're starting to see divine purpose and synchronicity working in their own life. Now they want to put it together. And how do I do that? So that's the beauty of working with your own guardian angels, because they know more about you than you're consciously even aware of. And they see the bigger picture. And your angels go every single place that you go. So, Gordon, when you're taking a shower, guess who's in there with you? Okay? And when you go flying away on vacation, guess who flies for free?
Right.
Okay? But they go every single place that you go. And they hold great knowledge, wealth of knowledge about each and every one of you. Not just me or you, listening audience, but every single person has angels. Whether you choose to work with them, talk to them, commune with them, connect with them, is entirely up to you. Because of free will, the law of free will, God, angels, guides, masters, even deceased loved ones cannot intervene or interfere in your life without your express permission. And the only exception is if you are in a life-threatening situation that is before your time. But an angel can actually take physical form, help you out of that situation, and then return back to its original form, or return back home, as we call it. That's why you hear about people having near-death experiences. They're in a burning car or in a horrific car accident, and all of a sudden a stranger shows up out of nowhere, pulls them out of a burning car or a car that's been totaled. They get pulled out and put on the side of the road in a place of safety, and when they go around to say, you know, thank you, that person's gone. Or when the police or the fire truck or EMTs arrive, that person says, well, I had this guy come pull me out of the car, and they look for this person, and they're not there. So angels can really help us with not only our spiritual life, but even our day-to-day life. I don't know about you, but I get great parking spaces.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'll share something here quickly.
Sure.
When I first started learning about the angels and how to work with them, and get frustrated, I'm like, okay, I want to see you. I want some kind of proof that you're there with me. And I've learned now that I don't need the proof. And they, I was driving an old vehicle for someone, towing a trailer, and it was having all kinds of issues and was started to overheat, and it died just before I started to go through an intersection, pulling this trailer. And I was like, okay, angels, if you're with me, just help me get through this intersection. And the car actually started to, I mean, the car was completely off at this point and just died. The truck actually speeded up a little bit, and I coasted just enough to get completely through the intersection and off the road with this trailer. And while I was going through the intersection, I felt this, like, almost like a breeze come over me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, there's my proof. Okay, I'll leave you alone. And then later on that day, I kept saying, okay, are you there with me? And I could hear yes. And after a while, they were telling me, okay, we get the point, you know, quit abusing this. But, it was really cool. And that was, something that I just wanted to share with, everyone.
Oh. No, that's beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful, honey. But that's how the divine and our angels also interact with us, and they do help us. You know, you ask deliberately, I need some help. Help me to get through this intersection. So it's more of a deliberate type of invitation. I need some help. Even if you're not sure if you have angels, just saying, I need some help. That's all it takes to really kind of invoke their energies and get them working in your life. And it's funny, you know, you want validation. A lot of people want validation, honey. I mean, I'm a researcher by trade, so I still like to get validation sometimes. So there's nothing wrong with that. They kind of laugh at us. You know, it's like, we've been showing you all this stuff. Don't you believe yet?
Uh-huh.
So they will entertain our our request to get that validation. No, getting pennies, pennies from heaven. That's a wonderful sign from the angels. Just say, hi, we love you. We're right here. Don't forget to talk to us.
Yep.
You know, seeing those quick sparks of white light at night or even during the daytime. I don't know if you see them or not, but if you've never experienced this, I like to invite everyone listening to try something. I said, I can tell you my experience and I can tell you about it, but I'd like you to have your own experience, get your own validation. So tonight, what I'd like you to do, get in your favorite jammies, pop yourself up in bed and get really comfortable. That's the key, is really being comfortable and have that attitude of playfulness, just like kids do. Kids see angels, guides, fairies, deceased loved ones. They see everything because they have a very nonchalant, very open and playful attitude. We get all stressed out. Oh, my God, I'm going to see an angel. And then we get all jammed up. But just pop yourself up in bed, fluff up those pillows, shut off the light, allow your eyes to kind of adjust to the dark, and then either out loud or silently to yourself, ask your guardian angels to please show you their angel lights now, and thank you. And very quickly, scan your whole room. And you'll start seeing flickers or flashes of white light. It could be right in front of you, on the bed, on the ceiling, the wall, the floor, the door, the window. And those are called angel lights, and that is the energy of your guardian angel you can see with your physical eye. It's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool. I'll have to try that. I got goosebumps. That's cool.
And if you see different colors, by the way, they can mean either an archangel or an ascended master is with you. And I keep getting Archangel Michael with you, Gordon. And Archangel Michael is either a deep cobalt blue or a deep royal purple. So if you see flashes of that color light, that is the energy and essence of Michael. Because in truth, they don't really have bodies or wings. It's just pure divine energy. You know that.
Right,
and
yeah.
They don't have the five senses we have, so when you're in the shower, they don't see your extra abundance hanging around.
Right, and then also, from what I've learned, now when we call on the angels to help us or be with us,
mm-hmm.
that we're not, don't feel like you're taking them away from someone else, because they are with everyone all the time.
Yes. We all have our own, like, personal guardian angels that know everything about you. Like, they're the expert of you. And that's why I really encourage people to talk to them, because they do know so much about you. They can help you to make better decisions. They see the bigger picture of everything. They know a person's intent or integrity level. They know what would be good for you and what's not good for you. But it's always about free choices. So they can, like, say, okay, these are all your options. Now you get to pick what you want to do.
Right.
Okay.
And that's a big thing, is being open to make those choices.
Yes.
And so many people want to come to you and say, well, what is the answer? What should I do? And, you know, it's not for someone to tell you what you should do. We can help you, maybe guide you to so you can see your choices, but it's ultimately your choice to make.
Yes, it is. You know, it's embarrassing to say, but I'll share it with you, because sometimes I get into a little battle with them now and then, just now and then. And one day I was working at home, and my mom's a great cook, and she knew I was working a lot of hours, and she said, I'm going to cook dinner for you. And it was a Sunday afternoon when she called me. She said, go work for a couple more hours and then be at the house by like 4:30. So I said, okay, fine. But she knows I get lost in my work, so I kind of like lose track of time. And anyways, she called me like about 4:15. She says, you getting ready to come over? Yep. I'm going to shut down the computer and I'll be right over. But see, Gordon, I love bread and butter. Nice, hot bread and butter. Good stuff.
Absolutely.
So I asked my mom, I said, do you by any chance have any like rolls or anything, or Italian bread we can heat up? Nope, don't have any. So I said, all right, would you mind? Do I have time to go to the store and get some? Yeah, sure, but hurry up, okay? So I said, okay. She was making a pot roast. So I said, all right, fine. So I shut down the computer, grab my gear, driving in the car, and I'm driving to the grocery store, which isn't that far away. But all of a sudden, the angels came in and said, just go to her home. No, I want my bread and butter. I'm going to the store. Just go to her home. Go directly to her home now. No, I'm going to the store. Okay, I'm arguing with them. However, I didn't know I was going to hit a traffic jam. When I got to the store, they didn't have the rolls I wanted. So of course, I was still very stubborn. So I got these other rolls that you had to cook for 20 minutes instead of just the heat-up ones. And then they were short-staffed. So they only had 3 cash registers open, and I had to stand in line. Needless to say, I was probably 45 to 50 minutes late. And the meal was burnt, and of course I caught holy hell. If I had listened to the angels, just like, go to your mom's home and go now, I would have had a nice hot meal. She would have been in a good mood. I would have been in a good mood. Probably 10 pounds less for calories. But it's always about free will. That's sort of an embarrassing story, but I'm being honest. Okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can argue with them. You can talk to them. And speaking of talking, you know, you said, you know, you can hear them. And truly, that's how God, the divine, the spirit world, heaven, your angels, that's how they talk to you, is through your gift of sixth sense, through your gift of intuition. So I'd like to really encourage everyone, if you haven't already, take a psychic development class or intuition development class with someone somewhere in your area. Okay, that will really help you to have a stronger connection. It's almost like having direct TV.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I know that it, even if you, anybody that's listening that isn't where they can go to a class, can just Google maybe psychic intuition. And there's so many little things that you can do on your own to help heighten your senses. Excuse me, I can't talk today. So to become more aware of your senses and what's going on around you.
Yeah. But it's so important to start developing that, because we're going back to the old energy of Atlantis, where we used our high mind energy, very spiritual, very connected with each other, very telepathic. But if you can, seriously, if the listening audience, if you haven't taken a psychic development class, please take one with somewhere with someone. And I say take a class more than just read about it, because when you're sitting in a class with people you don't know and you're getting stuff, that's a wonderful way to really kind of build that trust, build that intuition, and get that validation. Yeah.
And that's been, I know, the biggest thing with my own is learning to trust your intuition.
And that's really important. You know, like I said, my old background's in pharmaceutical research and public health, and I always thought you had to be a special person to be able to make that kind of connection, but I didn't realize at the time, Gordon, we all have that inner ability to do so.
Yep, absolutely. You know? I always thought that's just a special gift that some people get, and it's truly something that we can all tap into if we work at it and are open to receive it.
Yeah, I mean, I had my awakening when I was like 43, 44 years old. I wish I had known what I know now when I was like in my teens and 20s.
Oh, absolutely.
God, it would have made my life so much easier. But it's all perfect in divine order, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I said that was... Boy, if I knew then what I know now, but it's probably a good thing I didn't know then what I know now. So we're going to take a quick commercial break here, and then maybe when we come back we can talk a little bit about your book, and I want to touch on that. And I know you have another book and set of cards coming out. And if anybody wants to go on, check out your website. It's divinehealing.us. And you're listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris with our guest, Elizabeth Foley, and we'll be right back.
Bless You Project.
Bless You Project.
The Bless You Project.
Bless You Project.
The Bless You Project.
A bless-
blessing is a contract that I've made with the Divine Matrix.
The Bless You Project
is an amazing project.
A way for people to reconnect with each other.
We can reach out and for someone that maybe feels they feel separate, just by blessing them and connecting to them, they can heal themselves because we are all one.
The Bless You Project.
Anytime I say bless you to someone, I'm giving them permission to use my goodwill energy to manifest a deep desire within them.
Blessing people is a huge thing. It creates a ripple effect.
The Bless You Project.
You know, it's really a giving and receiving from the heart.
It is such a thing that changes and shifts people's lives. It gives them the opportunity to be involved in a community that allows them to feel that they are welcome and a part of.
You actually spread love and compassion, and it eliminates that feeling of not being connected. You automatically connect with someone.
The Bless You Project is about unity, and it's about going within yourself to be able to reach out and affect somebody's life.
The Bless You Project.
An amazing project.
Bless you.
The Bless You Project.
The Bless You Project.
The Bless You Project.
Connect with someone.
Hi, I'm Kimmy Rosaff. Here's a moment of awareness for you. If you're wanting to spend time and find silence, take a moment and take a deep breath in and just exhale and bring yourself into the space of where you can listen to each and every breath that you take. And as you do that, sounds from the outside and any thoughts from the inside that have been pulling you away from yourself from the day will suddenly disappear. You'll move into what we call a sacred silence. A silence that opens your heart, opens your intuition, and allows you to feel inner peace. I'm Kimmy Rosaff from KimmyRose.com. You're listening to Bridges. You're listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris.
Welcome back to Bridges with Gordon Harris, connecting you on a path moving forward. Today with our special guest, Elizabeth Foley from Divine Healing, and her website is divinehealing.us. If you'd like to join in the conversation, or if you have a question for myself or Elizabeth, give us a call at 877-876-5227 or the direct line 530-876-3222. And welcome back, Elizabeth.
Hi, Gordon. How you doing?
I'm great. We've been talking about angels and intuition and how important it is for everyone to actually go and take a intuition development class to be able to heighten their senses and to be able to connect and awaken. And I know that your book, you currently have a book out, and I know you have another one that's coming out. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that and what's in that.
Okay. My first book that came out in January is called Awakening the Light Worker Within, and it's really about my own personal journey, but behind the book is some spiritual tools for the soul, things that people can use to start on their own journey and to really help them to have a stronger connection. And to tell you the truth, I really didn't want to write a book, but I kept getting from the angels, you got to write your story, you got to write your story. Well, like, why? Because you're just a regular person. Believe it or not, that was the reason. I do a lot of teaching, and people always say, Elizabeth, you make talking to the angels, you make it look so easy, and I'm sure you were gifted at a very young age. And no, I didn't know that I was gifted. And as we were talking before, I always thought you had to be a special person to be able to have psychic gifts and talk to the angels or talk even to God. And they kept bugging me, you got to just write your story. It's going to help many to realize all the changes and shifts and challenges you had to go through And so it took me 3 years to actually write the book. And I really got a kick in the pants because, well, probably the last 9 or 10 months before the book was completed, my mom called me up the next morning. She says, "Are you still working on your book?" I said, "Well, I haven't touched the book in a little bit. Why?" "An angel actually woke me up last night and told me you were not working on your book and you have to get back to your book." It's like, you've got to be kidding me. My mom doesn't have these kind of experiences, let me put it to you that way. So when she got that message, I took that as direct orders, get refocused and get back going with the book. So the book has been doing good. It's been really helping to awaken truly that light worker within. People are seeing a lot of themselves in the book. And I do a lot of angel readings, and people always say, "Well, how do you do a reading? How do you do this?" So I decided to actually embark on writing a brand new book called Angel Readings for Beginners, and it's due out October the 15th, where anyone can take a deck of oracle cards, not tarot cards, but oracle cards. And oracle means getting information from a divine source. So they actually allow you to tap more into your intuition than tarot. Tarot, you really got to study the book. It's like a science in itself. So I actually wrote a book on how to do an angel reading using any deck of tarot cards. And then doing readings, there was a young gal that came to me. Her name is Alyssa. And she just on a whim decided to give me some of her artwork, which was absolutely beautiful. And she loves fairies. And this really kind of spoke to me. And I asked her if she would do a deck of cards for me. So this is a young gal, 21 years old. She's also an indigo kid, or indigo adult, I guess. And she created all of the artwork. So I have a deck of cards called Nature Spirits Oracle Cards that will be due out November the 1st.
And wow, that's cool.
And the oracle cards are an old ancient divination tool. Do you need them to make your connection and get the messages? No, because you are the tool yourself. However, I don't know about you, Gordon, but I like cards. I'm sort of a big kid.
I do, too.
Yeah, I'm a big kid. I like to play. And sometimes we're a little dense, so when you throw a card down, it's like, I got the message now. So oracle cards are a great way to also make that connection to the angels, to even deceased loved ones. Sometimes I'm doing a reading, mediumship will happen. I'm not a natural-born medium, but sometimes it doesn't. It's funny, even the deceased folks on the other side, they come in and say, "Ooh, cool cards. Ooh, let's play with them." They get all jazzed and excited. It's kind of funny to see. So that's what's on the horizon for me right now.
That's cool. And those are going to be available through your website?
Through my website, and they're already listed on barnesandnoble.com. You can just type in Elizabeth J. Foley or type in Angel Readings for Beginners. And it's a one-of-the-kind book. That book does not exist. And in Nature Spirits Oracle Cards. So you can go to Barnes & Noble. You can see the cover. You can pre-order them, but they will be coming out this fall.
That's cool. What I know I did want to ask you, too, as far as what is your opinion on the angel boards?
On the angel
board? As far as using an angel board and any tips as far as with using an angel board? Because I recently got one, and I just was kind of curious what you thought.
Well, I'll be very honest with you. I don't particularly care for them very much. That's my opinion.
Right.
You have to remember, too, that I don't care whether they're angel boards or the Ouija board, okay? I will not touch a Ouija board. That much I will tell you.
Oh, yeah.
But the person that's sitting down to use the board, I don't care if it's a Ouija board, an angel board, or anything else, you have to realize that the person that actually created the game had a certain intent. An intention is like 95% of anything, if not higher. So I'm not always sure what the intention was when the person created that particular type of game or that particular type of board or message board.
Right.
And what I only briefly saw one, so I'm not up on the rules of the board, but you need to, like, clear the board. You need to clear the things that you use, because everything is energy and everything holds a vibration. Even when I do my angel reading, sometimes I will use cards, and I will clear the cards roughly after every 10 readings. And it's always important to work with Archangel Michael. He's the protector, making sure that no one else is going to come in and try to misuse you or the board or the messages.
Okay.
I mean, that's just my personal thing.
Okay.
But I'd like to hear your version.
Actually, honestly, I don't really have too much of an opinion yet on it. It's something that I just got, and I know that I've always shied away from the Ouija boards and stuff like that, and it's something that I'm going to probably try it, and, you know, with the intent of contacting the angels and surrounding ourselves with protection,
right,
and kind of see how it goes. So,
because the board is also very structured. So, again, it doesn't, to me, I find it too restricting.
Right.
And
okay.
It doesn't allow me to really tap into my intuition or have that connection. I'm just rolling some dice and moving a pawn or a token on a message that may be on the mark or it may not be on the mark. So play with it and see. It might be the perfect tool for you. My personal thing is it doesn't really resonate with me.
Okay.
So that's my just personal thing.
Absolutely, and everybody's uses is feels comfortable with different ways of tapping into that. So
yes.
It's something that I figured, what the heck, you know, I'll try it and see. I know that I do like the card, so I like having that, and I look forward to yours coming out to be able to get those. What for somebody that has a deck of angel cards or oracle cards, are there any tips that you can give as far as to do readings for yourself or for others? Or?
Oh, sure. The most important thing is to find a deck that you're comfortable with. And there are many, many different decks out there. So I would suggest go to Barnes & Noble, go to Borders, go to a metaphysical store. Literally open the deck. They usually have some demo decks. Open it up, get a sense and a feel, and really trust what resonates with you. That's the most important thing. I collect a lot of decks. I'm a deck person. What can I tell you? There are some decks. I got them, was a little excited about them. After I play with them, it's like, it's okay. It doesn't really resonate with me, so I don't really use those ones very much. So find, first of all, a deck that feels right to you, feels good in your hands, you like the artwork, the messages speak to you, you just have an overall good feeling. Then usually with those little booklets, usually with the card decks, there's a little guidebook that comes with it. And I would say sit down with the book and take a look at the cards and match up with the description in the book. And ask your angels to also give you some other messages and information about that card. What else could it be? For example, in one of the angel decks I have, there's a general type of angel on there for artwork, blowing a trumpet, and it says music at the bottom. And according to the little guidebook, it says, listen to music, play music, make music. You might think about making a musical instrument, etc. It was all about just music. However, when I used that card, Archangel Gabriel, the angel with her golden trumpet, came right in and said, that is also me. It doesn't say that in the book. So what I would suggest to people is sit down with your book, sit down with the cards, even take a piece of paper or a notebook, and ask your guardian angels, or just ask Archangel Michael and Archangel Gabriel, the angel of messages, to come in and give you other interpretations of the cards. And then when you get ready to use your cards, bless your cards. Not too many people do that. You need to clear the deck, even if it's brand new, because you don't know where it's been. Clear the deck, clear you, set your intention and bless your cards. What kind of readings do you want to do with these cards?
Okay.
And then always bring in your team and ask them to really guide you. And just think of a question. short, simple, sweet questions work the best. What do you want me to know about my job? Is it time for me to sell my car? How am I doing on my spiritual path? Whatever it is, but short, simple, sweet questions work the best, and just shuffle the cards and ask the angels to work with you in the cards, and then just start pulling some, whatever way you feel guided to. And it's truly that simple. I mean, I've really simplified it, but to do an angel reading is really a 15-step process, believe it or not.
Well,
I know everyone says that, like, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. I said, no, I said, everyone, I want you to think about you getting on a bicycle and pedaling.
Yeah, true.
Think about all the steps you have to take just to get on the bike, balance yourself, get your gears ready, and then push yourself off to do it. I said, there's probably 30-something steps. Oh, never thought of it that way. But once you do it and you start just getting into the habit of doing it, it goes like clockwork, just like brushing your teeth or flossing. You just do it automatically. You don't even think about what you're doing. You just get that connection going. You use the cards. And they will also move you away from the cards periodically, where they really want you to trust that intuition of yours, really trust that connection. And that's so, so important.
So, what I know a lot of people that are listening, I know myself included, are what... Is there a particular angel or archangel that you can call on to help you with financial? And because I know money is energy, and what can we do to help bring that with it to us?
Okay. The number one, your personal guardian angels, Archangel Michael, is great for money. Michael is great for moving blocks and obstacles, so he can remove blocks and obstacles to you getting into that flow of abundance in your life. However, the number one killer, believe it or not, for people having financial challenges is a lack of deservingness. And because we are made in the image and likeness of God, and we hold that divine essence and the power to manifest, we're all very powerful manifestors. And every single person on the face of this planet manifests with four forms of energy every single day. Your thoughts, your feelings, your words, and your actions and behavior. But if you have that poverty consciousness, or you don't feel very deserving of much of anything, and because you are a powerful manifestor, you can manifest a lot of lack in your life.
Hmm.
And sometimes bad things happen to good people for two reasons. Either there's a karmic debt that needs to be paid in full, or there is a lesson to be learned. For example, there was a lady that came to me 2 years ago for a reading, and she had a good high corporate paying job, six-figure job, had a big mansion, had two Mercedes, nice family. She had basically everything that you could possibly want. She had it literally at her fingertips. And the angels also came in during her reading and said she needs to watch the ego, because they were showing me her walking with her, like, nose up in the air. And did the reading, and last year she came to me almost in tears. She said, Elizabeth, I've had a life-altering situation happen that took me down to the ground. I lost my six-figure paying job. My husband filed for divorce. He poisoned the kids against me, so he got full custody of the kids. I have no kids. He sold the house. I went to go move in with a family member, and they stabbed me in the back, so I have no family. I lost just about everything, including my car. And that was a big wake-up call for her to learn how to be very humble in this lifetime. She had it all, but misused that energy.
Absolutely. And
on a soul level, she had to be brought back to reality.
Hmm.
And she said, even though I lost everything, and I drive a little tiny Volkswagen, I have a 30,000-year paying job when she used to make six figures. I'm living in a small one-bedroom apartment. I still have no kids. I have very minimal clothes. But she says, you know what? For once in my life, I'm really happy. And it was a blessing in disguise that this happened to me.
Absolutely. Ooh, I got goosebumps. Yeah, that was last summer. I got a big slap in the face like that, and it really changes the way you look at things and your priorities and what you appreciate in life.
Yeah, and we really have to develop that attitude of gratitude for everything. And also, the angels say that we need to start taking personal responsibility for everything in our life. You know, so instead of complaining about a job and your boss didn't give you the raise you really wanted or the promotion, it's fine to kind of like complain about a little, just kind of vent. But if you keep doing it over and over and over again, they say, well, why aren't you like looking for a new job? They don't understand why you stay there. So they're saying you
Absolutely.
Have to take that personal responsibility. If you're not happy with something, you have the ability to change it.
Absolutely.
And speaking of change, Gabriel is great for change and new careers. New jobs, career transitions. And she's also one of my money angels, by the way.
Huh.
So just a heads up, folks, anyone that owes you money, okay, send Gabriel after them. She picks up and she delivers. Honest to God, I do readings for people all over. I have to trust they'll send me a check or something in the mail. And I usually will allow people roughly 2 weeks to send me a payment. If it's not forthcoming, Archangel Gabriel, get over here. I need to talk to you right now. And that's how I talk to them. I talk to them like they're my best friend. I did a reading for Gordon like 2.5 weeks ago. Would you please prompt him to pay me in full and oversee the quick and efficient and safe delivery of those monies to me? Honest to God, Gordon, I usually have a check in 48 hours.
That's cool.
I don't know how it works. It just does.
That's cool. So, well, we need to take another quick break here.
Okay.
And we are here with our guest, Elizabeth Foley, her website, divinehealing.us. And we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris on BBS Radio. We'll be right back.
Communication seems to be the major pitfall in almost every relationship. Well, Kimmy Rose Zaff has come up with a book that helps you bridge that communication gap. Ladies, it's mainly for you and a way for you to communicate to that special guy in your life. It doesn't necessarily have to be a husband or a boyfriend. It can be your dad. It can be your brother. It's called The Sun, Moon, and Venus, How to Get the Most Out of Your Man, and it can really help you communicate with the men in your life. Pick it up now. The Sun, Moon, and Venus, How to Get the Most Out of Your Man by Kimmy Rose Zaff. Available now at Kimmy Rose, KIMMIERose.com.
The Bless You Project.
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 A blessing is a contract that I've made with the Divine Matrix.
The Bless You Project.
An amazing project.
A way for people to reconnect with each other.
We can reach out and for someone that maybe feels they feel separate, just by blessing them and connecting to them, they can feel themselves because we are all one.
The Bless You Project.
Anytime I say bless you to someone, I'm giving them permission to use my goodwill energy to manifest a deep desire within them.
Blessing people is a huge thing. It creates a like ripple effect.
The Bless You Project.
You know, it's really a giving and receiving from the heart.
It is such a thing that changes and shifts people's lives. It gives them the opportunity to be involved in a community that allows them to feel that they are welcome and a part of.
You actually spread love and compassion, and it eliminates that feeling of not being connected. You automatically connect with someone.
The Bless You Project is about unity, and it's about going within yourself to be able to reach out and affect somebody's life.
The Bless You Project.
An amazing project.
Bless you.
The Bless You Project.
The Bless You Project.
The Bless You Project.
Connect with someone.
Hi, this is Kimmy Rose Zaff. Check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. If you're interested in connecting with that part of you that is looking for inner peace, finding truth, and crossing a bridge to not only freedom, but silence. You're listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris. I'm Kimmy Rose Zaff from KimmyRose.com.
Never gonna stop till you feel like I'm feeling for you.
you're listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris, connecting people on a path moving forward.
Hi, and welcome back to Bridges with Gordon Harris, here with our special guest, Elizabeth Foley of Divine Healing at divinehealing.us, and we've been talking about angels and angel decks, and I'd like to welcome back Elizabeth.
And thank you.
And we've got probably about, I don't know, just under 10 minutes here, so maybe if we can talk a little bit about angels and healing and how we can possibly connect with the angels for healing.
Okay. Well, again, it's very simple. That's why I love working with angels, Gordon, because even though they are very powerful beings of light and love, they're very simple to work with. And they can actually heal any situation in your life. They're not limited by time or space, and they're not limited by what you need healing, what you need help with. So, again, it makes no difference whether you need help with a parking space, a health crisis, financials, relationships. Relationship is a big one for a lot of people, by the way. Just even general depression. And what people can do, and it really just is that simple, is just put yourself in a nice, comfortable position. Just close your eyes and focus on your breath. Breath is really important when you want to make that connection, because simple breathing in and out naturally raises your vibration. And the angels vibrate at a much higher rate than we do because they're a different type of energy. They're a higher vibration. That's why not everyone sees them. And we're a denser because we're in physical form. So for us to really make a stronger link with them, we have to raise our vibration up enough to make that connection. So just simple breathing in and out calms down the physical body, calms down all that mind chatter. I know nobody has mind chatter, right?
Yeah, mine never shuts up, so.
I know, I have my own challenges, honey, I have my own. But just simple breathing and set your intention, I want to connect with my guardian angels. And then ask them to come in very close to you and connect with your energy and essence. They always need that invitation. And either out loud or silently to yourself, because they don't really have the five senses we have, they have more of a knowingness. Just talk to them and just tell them, my guardian angels, I'm not sure that you even exist, but I really, truly need some help, and I need some validation. You're really in my life. So you can ask for validation, but then you're going to have to pay attention to everything. But tell them whether you need help with your finances, your love life, your health, maybe changing jobs. Maybe there's some challenges within your own family. Just tell them what you need help with, but don't tell them how to do their job. Just say, this is the situation, this is what I'm struggling with, and I literally surrender it to you. And I give you my full permission to work on me while I'm asleep, to remove any blocks or obstacles to help me with healing. Because the best time for them to work on us, to help us with healing, is when we are asleep. Because when we are asleep, our ego shuts down and there's no fighting or resistance on our part. So they can literally do like miracle healing at that time. Hmm. And if people need a physical healing, that's Archangel Raphael. And if you feel comfortable, bring in the Christ energy. Christ is a very powerful healer. I always use him when I do Reiki. If you need more emotional or psychological healing and help, that's Archangel Uriel, psychologist angel. Helps to heal old heart wounds and old unforgiveness. Even if you get into a tiff with a friend, call on him and just say, look, this is what happened. I lost my cool. We said some things we shouldn't have said. And I want to heal this. I want to move beyond it. And you might be surprised the next time you see that person you had a clash with. It's almost like your old friend and nothing ever happened. It's pretty amazing.
That's
if you
cool.
have a hard time speaking your truth, or you're feeling blocked with creativity, maybe you want to find a new job. Maybe you want to write your own book, or maybe create your own deck of cards. And Gordon, they're telling me you got to write a book, honey.
I say it. I'm working on it, but I'm working on an outline for a book right now.
Okay, please work with Gabriel. This is Gabriel's specialty. So anyone that needs to speak their truth, so they have a hard time speaking up for themselves or saying no, creativity, career change, new job, new business, arts, entertainment, writing, creativity, publishing, authorship, that's Gabriel's specialty.
I'll definitely be calling on him on a regular basis.
Yeah. Very, very, very important archangel. I use Gabriel a lot for a lot of things. And then, of course, there's, well, I already talked about Archangel Raphael, the healing angel, I think. And Raphael helps healers of all kinds. So even if you're going into the hospital to have a procedure done or surgery, ask Raphael to work with you, your physical body, as well as your whole medical team, and oversee that medical procedure, no matter what it is, whether it's a true tooth extraction or something else that's a little bit more serious. Even though your doctors may not deal with angels or not even conscious of them, just by you setting that intention, inviting Raphael in, he will work with you as well as your whole medical team, even the nurses, even the orderlies. You'll find that even your hospital food tastes better, believe it or not. It's kind of funny, but it just works. It's simple. It's easy.
Yeah, I could have used that last summer when I was in the hospital eating the cardboard.
Oh, sorry.
But well, unfortunately, we're just about out of time here, and I need to start wrapping things up.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure having you on with me, and anybody that would like to go on, and I invite everybody to go on and check out Elizabeth's site. It's full of information, as well as information on her radio show and how to contact her for an angel reading, and that is divinehealing.us, divinehealing.us, or you can get to her site through our site. There will be a link up with her information on our site, bridgestalkradio.com, and again, I ask everybody to come on to bridgestalkradio.com and join us in our social network, post your story, comment on a conversation that's already going on. It's absolutely free. Come in and join us. We look forward to seeing you there. And before we leave real quick, I want to read something really quick because we're running out of time here, and I wanted to share this, something that I was guided to write, and it was to not push things, to let them happen in life. What we want the most doesn't always appear the way we think it should. It's tough. It's through trials that we are empowered with the tools for self-development and growth. With this being said, be still, stand back, and breathe. Let what is meant for you come naturally, not forcefully. And in the end, with an open heart, you'll see that the answers you wanted were already within you. And with that being said, I wish everyone much peace, love, and light in everything you do. You've been listening to Bridges with Gordon Harris on BBS Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.